Gary, when we started dealing with you recently with our new line of product, what was your blood sugar?
I was having 300s, 400s, some days even up to 500s.
Okay. When I asked Dr. Dan how bad that was, he had one word for it: deadly.
Yeah.
Now, you like to dance. You're a dance instructor.
Yes.
That diabetes helping you dance better, that made it harder.
Oh, it made it harder because I got neuropathy in my legs and in my feet, and I couldn't even feel my feet there for a while. In fact, my neuropathy got so bad, in the mornings when I woke up, I had to massage my legs and my feet because my toes were turning black, and that's obviously not a very good sign.
Okay. Now, we got you onto our study early on when we were doing just the XDS part by itself, and we put you on that test. Do you remember how much your blood sugar measures went down the first week?
The first week, you know, it's been a while. I can't remember what the exact numbers were, but it went down drastically. I wasn't having 400s and 500s anymore. I was having 200s and 300s. Then it went down from there as I kept taking it and got down below 200. And I just kept taking it. Now I'm out of the product, of course, but and since I ran out of the product, it's kind of gone up again. But I'm still only averaging in the mid-200s.
So we took you from a deadly level down to something that was livable. Actually, you went normal for a while. We got it back out. We want to get you back there, okay? You had issues with your legs. Legs had changed color. That's the prelude to you needing an operation. What did they tell you when your legs started changing color?
The doctor said that if I didn't get something done and get it done very quickly, my legs would probably have to be amputated from the knees down on both legs. And now I'm able to go out dancing. I'm a dance instructor, not just a dancer. I'm also an instructor. So I'm out there a lot. I go out every Friday and Saturday now, dance about 4 hours straight, hardly even get off the floor. And people are absolutely totally amazed. I'm 62, and most people think I'm about 40 or 45 because of the way I act and how much energy I have.
All right.
Also, the gentleman just before me was talking about the injections in the eyes. I went totally blind from diabetic retinopathy, oh, what was it, 5, 6, 7 years ago, something like that. And I had about a dozen operations in each eye. I had a vitrectomy in my left eye twice and laser surgeries and all kinds of stuff. But I've got my eyesight back to the point I'm able to drive and everything else now. I can even read my cell phone without glasses. But I still get those injections he was talking about. And those injections, I was doing it every 5 weeks going in to get an injection in my eye. And the last 3, maybe 4 months, every time I go in to see the doctor now, he says, oh, you're stable. You don't need to have it. Those are called injections. He says, but you don't need them. Your eyes are stable. They've actually gotten better. I don't know what you're doing, but they're better.
Amazing story, Gary. Thank you.